Again, I'm paranoid, I'm a compulsive overeater. So I came into OA about a year ago. I came to the end of myself with my eating. I had been in another program about 19 years ago, got clean. So I was familiar with 12-step fellowship, but I kind of I got clean. And after a couple years, I got very involved in my church, and I didn't really do 12-step fellowship too much anymore. And then I kind of turned back into my addiction to food. My addiction to food started as a kid. I loved to eat when I was a kid. I loved snacks and treats, anything I could get my hands on. I ate, I walked to the store with my allowance to get my stuff. I loved it. And I remember even in like, I used to get angry over food, even in my high school years. I ended up like I would go to the buffets and stuff, and I would eat and eat and eat, and then I would leave there so stuffed, feeling so sick. But then I'd go out for dessert too. I had a problem with food. And then I turned to drugs and alcohol, and so that kind of put my food thing to bay for a while, and I got caught out on that. And then it wasn't until my late 20s that I came out of that. And then it turned back to food again, because now I put down the drugs and alcohol, I'm putting down all this stuff, and I can't handle life again. So what do? I pick up food and I start eating again. So it came to the point where I just began crying out to God, and I was like, you know what, God, I am sick and tired of overeating, emotional eating, binge eating. I'm disgusted with myself. I've gained so much weight. I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do this. I want to take care of my body that you've given me. I don't want to be unhealthy. I'm a mother of twins. I'm only in my mid-40s. I don't want to feel so unhealthy and old, and my knees are hurting, my ankles are swollen. I feel like it when I get out of my car, I can barely even walk. I'm like limping. And I was just like so disgusted with myself. And so I ended up literally laying flat on my face on the floor and crying like, God, please, I just don't know what to do anymore. I can't do this anymore. I need your help. And I had tried every diet out there. I had tried every single exercise programs, pills. I tried it all. And I would do something for a little while and get some success with it and lose some weight. But I never got to, what I wanted to completely get to, and it never lasted. So once I stopped anything I tried, immediately the weight would just start pouring back on. And for me, I could gain 5, 10 pounds very easily, quickly. And it would take me like a year to lose, 20 pounds, so it was very hard. And I got really discouraged, but then God told me, go to OA. And I was like, oh, okay. So I came on and I was doing meetings, and I'm hearing all these things about, food plans and abstinence and all these things. And I'm trying to learn the language and learn what it means. And I was just listening. And then the holidays came up last year, and I'm like, oh, well, I want to eat what I want to eat. So I just kind of, I never really had gone on a food plan yet, because I really didn't even know what that was. And I just knew I had to do something. And so I was trying to eat healthy, but then Christmas came and I just went crazy. And then I went crazy for a couple months. And then I started hopping on meetings again. And I would just randomly go on Zoom meetings. I had never been to an in-person meeting. I would randomly go on Zoom, and I had finally got to the point in March of last year where I was like, you know what? I really need to get a sponsor. Like, I need to do the work. Like, I'm not going to get anywhere if I don't do the work. So I ended up praying, and I was like, God, I don't know. This person maybe would be good for me. I don't know. And then I randomly hopped on this meeting called OA How, and I had no idea what it was. I would just go on any meeting that fit into my time slot. And on this meeting, I heard these people talking about how much weight they had lost, and I was listening to their readings and stuff, and I was like, oh my gosh, like this sounds like it would work for me because I'm a person that needs structure. And they had the program all laid out for me. They had the food plan all laid out. They had everything all laid out for me. And so I prayed again. I said, God, I don't know. There's a lady on here that I think might be good as my sponsor too. What should I do? And he led me to pick the woman on OA How. In OA How, I eat three weighed and measured meals a day, and that's it. No snacks, no treats, no white flour. I have to read my labels for everything. So, on all food labels, it has to be five or greater, the word sugar or any type of form of sugar. When I first began for 30 days, all I ate was, in the morning, a healthy, a protein serving, a fruit serving, a healthy fat. And then for lunch, protein serving, 2 cups of vegetables and a healthy fat. And for dinner, a protein serving, a healthy fat, and 3 cups of vegetables. After 30 days, I had lost like 17, 18 pounds. And then I began to introduce grains into my diet. Then I could have like whole grains, nothing with white flour. So I eat things like, whole grain things, and I check the labels for that for sugar as well. And then I begin to introduce that into 2 meals a day. So that's pretty much what I've been doing for these 9 months. I got 9 months abstinent on Christmas Eve, which was very exciting. And in that 9 months, I've lost 92 pounds. I never could imagine I'd be here. I mean, I am at the weight I was at before I got married. And that just blows my mind. I never thought I could get back here. I used to look at pictures of me, and I had it as a screensaver on my phone for 2 years to try to encourage me to get back to that picture of me before I got married. And I would look at that picture and I would feel, guilt and shame because I had been, gained so much weight once I got married and had my twins. And, I just felt so disgusted with myself, but I was trying to motivate myself with that picture. But it took years before I actually like got enough motivation to do something about it, It's a very strict and structured program, the one I'm on in particular, called OA How, but it works for somebody like me. I'm somebody who needs lots of structure. And so they give me a food list. They tell me all the foods I'm allowed to eat. They tell me the portion sizes for ounces of meat or how many measurements of a, I weigh and measure everything. So I use tablespoons. I use measuring cups. I use a food scale, and I weigh and measure everything. I never used to be one to like preparing food, cooking food, none of it. I used to hate it. And I tell you, it is a lot of work, but I love to cook now. I love it. I get to choose from the foods. I get to create the meals I want to create. I can mix and match as long as I'm sticking to the foods on my list. And I'm weighing and measuring them, and I'm eating my 3 meals a day. That's it. I'm good. And I can make all types of good stuff with it. And then I'm also allowed to have like no calorie or sugar-free soda or drinks in between meals, sugar-free or diet gum, whatever. But, it works for me. And the healthy fat part is like an ounce of avocado or a teaspoon of oil or a tablespoon of mayonnaise or a teaspoon of butter. It's not, it's very limited, but it's enough to prepare my food with and it works. But most importantly, other than all that stuff, is doing the steps, getting a sponsor, coming to meetings. How I did it, I admitted that I was powerless over food and my life had become unmanageable. Step one, and it had to be a we admission because I tried to say, I'm unmanageable. I gotta lose weight. I'm a mess. I. But it wasn't until I did the we admitted we're powerless and our lives have become unmanageable. Because Karen couldn't do it by herself. I tried for years and years and years, and I failed every time. In OA, I was able to do it. And I go to mainstream and I go to OA Hal meetings. You know, my sponsor is from OA Hal. And I did 90 meetings in 90 days in the beginning. And then I did the steps. I knew God could restore me to sanity. I knew I needed a lifestyle change. I was learning how to turn my will and life over to God each day. I finally made it through my fourth step inventory. It was a big, long process. For me, my sponsor had to keep reminding me it's not a diet club. You need to do the steps. You need to stay in the recovery process. You need to do your writing. You need to do your, questions. And the steps in the OA Hal program, I don't know if they're different from the steps in regular mainstream OA, but these questions are very, very good, and they helped me. It went into my adolescence, youth, young adulthood and adulthood life. And these questions go from, they're about food, but they're about every detail of my life, all different aspects of my life, relationships, from family life, friendships, schooling, all kinds of stuff. It's very deep sexual stuff, and it really helped me to get rid of a boatload of baggage that I was carrying around, and so I finally shared that with my sponsor, and now I'm continuing on in the step process. But it's an amazing journey. And this time, what I'm learning this time is I'm not, I haven't arrived at anything. See, I told you when I got clean in that other fellowship after a couple of years, I was like, I got this. I don't need the program no more. And I did church and I had God and he helped me to stay clean, but I still got all jacked up again because the mentality of recovery, one day at a time, just today, continuing the step process, surrendering daily, all those things that I learned in recovery, were out of my mind. And my mind began to get crazy again, and I began to fill up with anger and unforgiveness, bitterness, hate, vengeance, resentment. And that's what kept me sick. But now that I'm back in the recovery process, right, I could still have God, my relationship with God, my church, I could still have all that, but I also need recovery, which for me is Overeaters Anonymous, and a fellowship of people where God could speak to me and where I could come and be real and honest and vulnerable with what's going on with me and get help, and then where I can be a blessing and help others, because people at church don't understand that. I could sit there all day and tell them how I ate a box of six can, pack of ice creams on my ride home and hid the box and threw it away in the garbage. And they're looking at me like I'm crazy. What the heck are you talking about? I could tell them how I used to hide in the living room and have the lights out and eat all kinds of stuff once my husband and kids are in bed and then went and hide in the wrappers. And if I heard somebody move in bed, I'm like, I'm scared that they're going to catch me eating. Like, it's insane, but it's for real. You know what I'm saying? But people on the outside don't understand that. You know what I mean? Somebody at church, when I'm like, oh, can you help me be accountable with food? Oh, sure, just call me. And I'm like, but with this program I'm in, I send my food to my sponsor every day. So I text her every single day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, what I'm putting into my body ahead of time so that it's all there and accounted for. And then I don't veer off of it. And if I did need to change it for some reason, if something was spoiled or I ran out of something, I just send her a quick text, hey, I'm switching this for that, blah, blah, blah. It's a lifestyle change that I've been praying for years and years and years and years. And I just didn't know how to do it. And God sent me to OA, and here I am. I'm just so blessed. I'm so grateful. I never could imagine that in 9 months I would be here. Sharing my story, that I've lost 92 pounds. So I give God all the glory, and I give, praise to all of you for being here for me, listening to me, encouraging me, sharing your experience, strength, and hope, because I believe God works through 12-step fellowship, and I'm just so grateful to be here. Thank you for letting me share.